It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is not over there. She's at an undisclosed location, but I bet she has news of over there. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, you are perfectly right. I have some news. And while the British people are struggling with the Brexit on the 29th of March, this is going to happen. Switzerland is also talking about restitution cases concerning colonial artworks. I am going to speak about something much, much more cheerful. My attention was caught by the World Happiness Report 2018. I was surprised. I actually did not know that there was a World Happiness Report that is a serious piece of paper. The research is done under the umbrella of the United Nations, and it includes different factors, like, for example, lifestyle, social issues, work, of course, school system, healthcare, etc. And if all of these elements are taken, we have in the first five places, number one, Finland. Are you surprised, Jill?
I am not.
No, Finland has the first spot. Then we have Norway. Number three would be Denmark. Number four, Iceland. And number five, Switzerland. So this, this is amazing. The amount of northern country is particularly interesting. So the number one, Finland, seemed to have a perfect lifestyle. I mean, perfect, at least very high, let's put it this way. Very low corruption, strong public institution, and some social strength. These sources are taken from the Swiss TV, so it is actually quite precise on the terminology. Excellent healthcare, a very good school system, and last but not least, a good integration of immigrants, which seemed to be a very important point, because the journalist was insisting on the fact that it's in order to have a society that is more or less happy, there must be no kind of ghettos or no real separation between people. And the more it is inclusive, the more people get along and seem to be happy. I thought that was an interesting element in a time where immigration is definitely a major issue everywhere. Financially, that was also very interesting. According to the Economy Nobel Prize Daniel Kahneman, it is not necessary to have too much, but it is obviously necessary to have enough, in the sense that having more than, for example, $75,000 a year in the US is, according him, not really bringing so much more happiness. In Switzerland, it would be more around $100,000. That really depends on the cost of the country. To have less than that amount is also not good, because then there are the financial worries linked to the fact that too many things are not not affordable anymore. So, in his opinion, there is for every country a middle salary that is ideal to actually feel happy. Now, what is really happiness? Because these are all factors linked to society and linked to how to deal with life into said society. How one does this kind of test, that was my first question. And it seems quite easy, actually. They took, for example, 1,000 people. They had questions that go from 1 to 10, which is like most of the questionnaires in every field. And then, obviously, that is not enough. Those answers are linked to life expectancy. They are linked to the level of freedom that is enjoyed in said country. And it's linked also to the GDP. And putting all of this together gives apparently the level of happiness. I thought that this was an interesting aspect because some good people were talking about this and showing that usually when one speaks about the situation of a country, one speaks in a purely economic way. That's the level that usually is taken to explain if people in a country are happy or unhappy. And this this survey about happiness depends of, I think that's where the thing is a little bit of a paradox. It does depend a lot on financial matters. But it's also about the level of how people perceive themselves in society, to which level they feel they are happy, well taken care of, have a future, have a perspective, and feel safe with or without a family. So this is an interesting way of calculating happiness, even though I personally would be careful because I simply feel that happiness is linked to factors that are probably not always very objective, not always very clear, and probably difficult to put on a questionnaire. Now to finish our little conversation today, I would like to quickly speak about the Yellow Vest in Paris, because last weekend has been a very tough one. Many things have been vandalized. Certain streets in Paris have seen form of violence that were actually way more than what we talked about before, Jill. And it definitely shows that there is a kind of increase in violence, increase in demands, but it also definitely shows that this movement is not followed anymore by the very people who begun that at the beginning.
Who started it? I was going to ask because in many of the press reports here, it's just like This was the 18th, that may be incorrect. It was the high teens Saturday in a row of protests. And I wondered what, I thought that it was somewhat, you know, there had been some negotiation, there was been some understanding.
Yes,
and then it seemed like the, my word here, then the hooligans came out again. It's like, we don't really want to fix it. Let's just destroy some more property.
Yes. That's exactly what's happening. While the demands at the beginning were founded on real worries on people that were truly struggling with some issue in France, it developed in something entirely different. The French government and President Macron answered to the first manifestation very quickly, not only with words, but also with decisions, with money that was released in order to help fix certain issues, and also with what is called the Grand Débat National, a big national debate, where people were invited from all boards to speak about what they wanted to see as changes, and rather fast than slow. And all of this is happening. So the worries have been taken seriously. And what's really now happening is exactly how you said. It's that very violent part of society that is using basically that situation to express a certain violence that that is not going to be accepted by the government. And I think that there will be probably more of it, but there will be also more reaction from President Macron.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.